Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. Today, I would like to continue the message about the rapture that I have started in the previous broadcast. If you have been following my sermons on the radio, you should be enjoying this, I believe. In the First Thessalonians chapter 4, Apostle Paul mentioned that the Lord himself shall descend. This is chapter 4 verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. There will be a day when the Lord will come and first take the elect first fruits out of this planet. You know, you will say, what is the purpose of this? There are two reasons I will give. One of them is God planned to glorify his saints. God had planned it from eternity to glorify his saints. In the Bible, we see where the scripture said, it shall come to be praised in those that believe. It's going to be glorified in us. That is, we that have believed, we have not believed Christ in vain. So he's going to resurrect those who are dead, and we that are alive will be caught up with them in the air, where immortality will be reinstated to mankind. Immortality, which Adam lost, that made Adam to be dying physically, and all human race have been dying physically, that will be, the death will be removed. Like the Bible said, Christ said he has abolished death and he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10. And also in Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, Christ said he has the keys of hell and of death. Now he is going to manifest to all the saints that are alive then, that is going to take away in the rapture, and those who are there will be resurrected into a body, a physical body, then that will be glorified, and they will be caught up to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. Just like the Lord Jesus Christ went up after he resurrected, he went into a cloud, and the cloud accepted him, and he went away into the sky. He planned to do the same for the saints of God. Physically on this planet Earth, it shall happen one day. Those who are alive and still remain in Christ will be caught up with those who are there that will be resurrected. And let's see again what Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, so that we bring it to you from the scriptures. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Apostle Paul also continued to talk about this resurrection. You see that they talk more about the resurrection because the rapture, for those who will be alive and be caught up, those who will be alive will be a small part of this great taking away. The resurrection of the saints, there are more Christians that have slept for 6,000 years, that have slept in the Lord. There are more of them than those who will be alive that are Christians that will be caught up in the rapture with them. So you can say, you almost ignore the little bit of people that will be taken away alive physically, and talk about the myriads of believers that have been asleep in paradise for thousands of years. So that's why you can say it is more important to talk about the resurrection, because there will be more people involved in the resurrection compared to how many people will be involved in the translation. Only few believers, the believers that are alive now are few in number compared to the believers that have died over the thousands of years. Okay. Now here is Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Apostle Paul started mentioning in verse 9, he said, if it's in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. And he went further and said, the first man in verse 47, the first man is of the earth, earthy, the second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, so are they also that are earthy. And as in the heavenly, so are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Talking about that, we are going to bear the image of Christ, just like we have borne the image of Adam in the physical body. Now, verse 4 said that, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit corruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. This is where I'm coming. In 1 Corinthians chapter 51, Apostle Paul is telling us the mystery here, that we shall not all sleep, that is, we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now that was the resurrection that he was talking about, and the rapture too. That is, we shall not be all dead before this time take place. We that are alive will be caught up. He went further in Thessalonians to explain that. That we that are alive will be caught up with those who are dead to meet the Lord in the air. Now, what is the purpose of this rapture? I said the first thing is God is going to glorify his saints. The second thing is that God, in demonstrating his power, is going to get a first fruits unto God that will be a holy priesthood that will be serving him in the heavenlies. A holy priesthood, a band of believers that will be serving God in the heavenlies, will be the band of believers that will leave this world without physical death. And those band of believers will be in the class of priests and after the order of Melchizedek. And that is part of the plan of God. And that's why they are called first fruits, because when we look at the ordinance in the Old Testament that was given to the Israelites, to the Hebrews, Moses told them that the land that God is giving to them belongs to God. And so as they made their offering, anytime they made the harvest, they should bring the harvest, the first fruit of the harvest, to God. They should not touch it. It belongs to God. The first fruit of the harvest should be given to the temple as things that they must not touch. It belongs to God. And that is what we are talking about here. The first fruits also of the harvest of the earth belong to heaven, belongs to God. The temple of God in heaven is what Christ will enter into as our high priest. So when he harvested this earth, he's going to present the first fruits unto that temple of God in heaven, which is represented when the saints of God that are translated, that leave this planet without seeing it, are translated away. So that is another point in the plan of God that he wanted to do. Now let's go on and say, do we know the timetable of this? Is there any timetable that God has made us to know? And we'll continue this in a moment. As I was reading in the book of 1 Thessalonians, so is there any timetable for this rapture? Let's look into the Bible and see what we can find out. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, here is what Apostle Paul wrote, talking about the timing of this rapture. Because when the disciples in the Thessalonians read about this, they were excited and they wanted this thing speedily, and they started asking questions. And Apostle Paul wrote back to them in the 2 Thessalonians and said, "Be not quickly worried." In verse chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now what falling away could Apostle Paul be talking about? Well, in their generation, when the church was first founded, it was strong and everybody was believing. So he was telling them there will be a falling away from even the faith of Christ. And that, we can say, took place actually after the apostles died, after many years, after the first century or second century. The church was persecuted heavily until there was practically not too many strong believers were left. And what was left was swallowed up in the Roman Catholicism, which became a state religion in Roman Empire. And that was a falling away until hundreds of years later, before the Lord started the revival again. Because he said, like Christ said, unless a grain of wheat falls down and dies, it will stay alone, but when it dies, it's going to bring forth much, because it's going to reproduce and resurrect itself. So the first church that was planted by Christ went into the ground, like died. And what was left was more like a form of religion, until the Protestantism started all over again, when God started revealing his word to the people that were hungry for deliverance. And little by little, the word of God begins to come back, and then God could bring back the baptism of the Holy Ghost to the bunch of believers as the time progresses. So we are now at the end, where the grain of wheat that has started shooting forth again is blossoming now, about to produce fruits. And producing fruits is about to be harvested. So the grain of wheat that has fallen down in the first church age and went into the ground and started shooting forth in the Protestantism by Martin Luther and the Lutherans, until the end of the world, where we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the gifts restored and the power of God being restored, and now this producing fruits, and we are at the end time for the harvesting of these fruits. God is going to harvest the earth, and the stages has been set. What is the harvesting of the earth? The Lord Jesus Christ said there will be the first fruits first, after that will be the general Christ, the first fruits, and then after that the general public. When you say public, we're talking of the general rapture of the saints, and then there will be the destruction of the ungodly also. That is part of the harvesting, because you can see it in the book of Revelation. Let's read the book of Revelation and see how the harvesting was going to take place. In Revelation chapter 14, let's see the harvesting of the earth. Revelation chapter 14, verse 14. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat, like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for our grapes are fully ripe. Now he said the clusters of the vine. That does not sound good, also. And verse 19, and the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Now that was the destruction of the masses that would take place. But it's an harvesting of the wicked people. And that symbolized also the world war that will destroy masses in this end of the world, because it talks about blood and like war going on. So that exactly is what has been prophesied, and it will take place. When we talk about the rapture, the harvesting of the earth comes first, where the wheat is gathered before the destruction of the masses. So we believe that there will be a rapture where Christ will take his own people away out of this planet before the nuclear war or nuclear holocaust or world war that is going to destroy masses take place. In the book of Revelation chapter 3, God gave a promise to the church of Philadelphia. From verse 7, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, and do lie, Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Now this is verse 10 that I'm really pointing to. Say, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Now, what hour of temptation was being prophesied here by the Lord? That is symbolizing the end time. And this church of Philadelphia is not actually talking of a single local church somewhere in a city called Philadelphia. It's a symbol representing a generation of church history. Up through the end of the world, a class of believers that will fall into that category are people that he said they are true to his word, and he said they have not denied his name. So through the end of the world, there will be believers that will fall into that category, and God promised that he will keep them in the hour of temptation. And at the end of this world, there will be a terrible hour of temptation of the Antichrist and also of the world war. And Christ said he will keep them in the hour of temptation, so that they will not go through all those terrible things, or the Lord will protect them somehow. Now let's look again in the book of Revelation chapter 12 and see a similar topic, where the Bible said in chapter 12, I will read some few verses and we will see what we are talking about. Here is the story of a vision that was given to John, and he saw this woman clothed with the sun, which actually from the revelation Lord gave to us is representing the church of God worldwide from the beginning to the end. And some people have thought that's representing Israel as a single nation. No, because of the 12 stars, they thought it must be Israel. It's not really these 12 stars are representing the 12 apostles of Christ in this particular vision. That is what it represents, because when you look further in the rest of the chapter, you know actually it's talking about the church of the living God. Now let's read on and see here. You see, appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Now the child that will be born is the first fruits of believers that are going to come to the fullness of the stature of Christ first. And during this time of their birthing, God is going to downpour a mighty power, mighty anointing. And that was the enemy was against that. The devil was actually catching, wanting to kill the saints. That will be part of the terrible thing that will be happening at the end of the world. And God was going to do a wonderful thing to make the saints come to that fullness of the stature of Christ. Excuse me. It's a job God has been up for some time. Now, in verse 5 says, this woman brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Now, a lot of people thought this man child may be symbolizing when Christ was born. No, this man child is symbolizing the believers, the saints of God that will be the first fruits unto God. The Bible said, Christ shall bring many more sons unto glory. These are the sons of God that will be manifested at the end of time. And you see that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, where it said, Christ will bring many more sons unto glory. That was the plan of God of the ages. The plan of God for the ages is that Christ's work of redemption is to bring forth the fruits of the earth and to harvest the earth. And the harvesting comes in getting the first fruits of bound the believer that will arrive at the fullness of the stature of Christ first. And the rest will be graduating. Here in chapter 2, it said that Christ is to bring many more sons unto glory. That is the plan of God. And then you also can see that Christ, according to the scriptures that we also read in Ephesians chapter 4, Christ put in his church these ministries for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ, and for the work of the ministry, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the mature of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is our goal, is to arrive at the stature of the fullness of Christ. Just like in every harvesting, there will be some that we arrive at that fullness, they will be full grown first, while the others are not full grown yet. And God, we have to take those first fruits out, and that is what it represents. Those are the sons of God that the Bible said he gave every one of us power to become sons of God, so that we could become like Christ. But we are all growing steadily, but there will be some that will arrive there first, and God has a cut-off time that you say, these are the time for the first fruits. And these are the excuse me, in chapter 14 you will see this first fruits also being represented in chapter 14, as I have presented in some of my sermons. Here in chapter 14 it said the 144,000 follow the lamb wherever they go, wherever he goeth, and they are said, these are the first fruits unto God and to the lamb. Chapter 14 verse 4. So that is the plan of God, to bring the first fruits out of the earth first before the rest of the believers are raptured. But these first fruits are represented by the man child that was caught up unto God and unto his throne in the book of Revelation chapter 12. And then in verse 6 of chapter 12, the woman that brought forth the first fruit is the church itself, the body of believers worldwide. So the church, the body, first fruits of man child is just a remnant of this woman that will be equipped with so much power to manifest this power of Christ demonstrated on earth, fullness of stature of Christ. That will be demonstrated again before the end of the age, before these ages close up. God will demonstrate his power again, like he demonstrated as Christ on earth, through these bands of believers that will be first fruits unto God. And that is what God has been waiting for. He's got to get that number and manifest them, and then take them out of here to be his priesthood in the heavenlies, that will be doing work for God in the universe. That was the plan of God for the ages. Now, after that is taken away, the woman is the body of believers worldwide represented in that woman. The body of believers worldwide will have to be persecuted for a while. Verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Now, that is another point that says, God said, I will keep you in the hour of temptation. God will keep this band of believers that are classified as the Church of the Philadelphia in the hour of temptation, that God will protect them in one way or the other in the wilderness. You see, this is the body of believers, and there will be war, spiritual war going on to make all of these things take place. Michael was at war with the dragon, and the dragon fought and prevailed not, and the place was not found anymore in heaven. And verse 9 said, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And how did they overcome this dragon? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Now when you see that verse 11, it should make you to see that it is the saints that overcame this dragon. So the Michael and his army is the bands of believers that are in the first fruits. They will overcome that devil along with his angels. Angels are not withdrawn from this battle. They are fighting along with men. They are fighting with men. They are fighting side by side with the saints of God against Satan and his course of devils. Now, we overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb of God, by the word of our testimony. And that, you see further in verse 13, that when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And verse 14 says, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. So you can see there will be persecution before the major taking away of all the believers. God will protect some people from that persecution, but we believe that before the world war is taking place and all those things, this woman and all that is representing the church also will be taken in a rapture. You say, how do we know that? Because when you look for that in chapter 15, you see in chapter 15 where the plague, chapter 15 of the book of Revelation, where the plague of the wrath of God was to begin to be poured down by the seven angels that have the seven vials of the last plagues, which was the re-judgment of God upon the earth. Before that could take place, what do you see in chapter 15? He said, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. when the angels appeared in heaven before they can go and do their things. Verse 2 said, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. That means before the angels can begin to judge the world with the plagues of God, God will take out of this world upon that sea of glass. That sea of glass is representing heaven there. Why? Because you see in chapter 4 and chapter 5, where the sea of glass was first mentioned, was where all the people were worshipping God, standing upon the sea of glass before the throne. So this sea of glass also is represented that must be the same thing before the throne. But who are they on the sea of glass? Those who have overcome the dragon, who have overcome the beast and the mark of the beast. So the mark of the beast that we are talking about is not the judgment of God. It is the activities of the Antichrist, how he was marking the world. And Bible said, don't take that mark. But those are still activities of the Antichrist, not the wrath of God yet. Understand that. Antichrist is a world leader and worldly governments that is taking place, and they are going in that direction right now. And they will do all of those things, making the mark of the beast, and they will persecute those who are opposing it. And the believers will oppose it. Why? Because we have read in the Bible that it is wrong. So those believers that are alive, that are around, will be opposing it. That is the persecution that will take place that might force many believers to go and hide, or some of them may be persecuted or killed or in prison. But those are not the judgment of God. Those are just persecution, like what happened to the apostles. God was not judging the apostles when they were all killed by Rome, by Roman Empire. God was waiting for the proper time to judge the Roman Empire. But the apostles were laying down their life for Christ. So in the end of the world also, there will be this persecution. The Antichrist will be given power. Revelation chapter 13 said the same thing, verse 7, that power was given unto this Antichrist for about 42 months to do all those things. And that was what he will be doing. It will cause the persecution, because the believers that know the Bible will refuse to take the mark of the beast. And because of that, they will not be able to buy or sell. And some of them may be arrested or in prison. But those are not the judgment of God. After all those things have been taken, and some will be hiding, and God said, I will keep them in the hour of temptation. After all those things have taken place, then comes the taking away of those that are still around, and that will be the general rapture. And when those who are taken away from the earth, God can then begin to pour the vials of the wrath of God upon the world of the Antichrist, which is what you are seeing in chapter 15. After the saints appear, after the people that overcame the beast and his mark appear in verse 2 of chapter 15, then they sang the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb of God, praising God. And after that, in chapter 16, was the beginning of the wrath of God being poured upon the Antichrist and his kingdom, and those that have received his mark. So that is the end of the story that I'm going to talk today, that the rapture will take place. But you and I that are listening, are you ready? Are you aspiring to be one of the overcomers? And if you are not one of the overcomers, are you aspiring to stand for Christ? Even persecution, if you are being persecuted, are you ready to stand for Christ and not deny him in the days of persecution? So because there will be a first fruits, but those who are not in the first fruit that may have to run, like the woman that ran to the wilderness, will be persecuted. But are you ready to stand for Christ? If you are, let me pray with you right now. And if you are not a Christian, ask Jesus to come into your life, because that is the only way to enter heaven. The only hope of inheriting this planet Earth is when you are a Christian, because Christ said, I will raise them up at the last day. After all these things are over with, Christ will resurrect all the saints again and give this planet back to them, while the Antichrist and all the world kingdoms have been destroyed. Do you want to be a member of this kingdom of God? Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Father, I pray for all that are listening right now. Let them repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Write to me and we shall send you some more literature. Write to Evangelist Julius Adewumi, Gospel Distribution Ministry. You can get all our literature on the internet at www.gospeldistribution.org. Or send us email. We shall send your reply to you by email too. Send email to webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. God bless you, and tune us again next time. Amen.